The Michael Lee Chin-led Economic Growth Council recently tabled its second quarterly national report, outlining the country's progress in several initiatives geared at achieving 5% economic growth by the year 2020. We give you highlights of the report in today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Economic Growth Council, EGC, says the government has met or is on track with 13 of 18 targets for the first quarter of this year. Notable among these, EGC Chairman Michael Lee Chin says is the tabling of legislation to establish the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA, as an independent national law enforcement body, tackling terrorism, major crime, and serious corruption.
We urge the government to urgently begin the debate in the House on this bill so that it can be quickly enacted into law, so we can get on with it.
Another target met was the tabling of the bill to merge the Corruption Prevention Commission and the Integrity Commission of the Office of the Contractor General. The merged entities will become the Integrity Commission, which will monitor and investigate the award of government contracts and prescribed licenses.
These bold structural reforms and others to come are designed to tackle corruption, reduce crime, and tackle both the economic and broader social ramifications.
Mr. Lee Chin also outlined that the government has met some March target deliverables related to improving the business climate and reducing bureaucracy. These include expanding the size of the Partial Credit Guarantee Program at the Development Bank of Jamaica and commencement of phased reviews of banking, insurance, and pensions regulations that impact access to finance. The council chairman stressed the importance of expediting work to fulfill other targets relating to this area that were missed in March, including the creation of a framework for public debt reduction through the privatization of state assets, the preparation and submission of a plan for the divestment of up to 20% of assets of the Urban Development Corporation and Factories Corporation of Jamaica.
There are many government assets that can be better utilized to the benefit of the country. We therefore urge rapid movement on a proposed plan to divest up to 20% of the assets of the UDC and the FCJ.
EGC Council member Hugh Hart outlined that a proposal is being finalized for submission to the government aimed at significantly reducing the timeline of the development approvals process to as little as 90 days. A special subcommittee is working to complete the document to enable the council's central body to make a submission to the government in short order.
We believe that once we can unblock that pipeline, the ability to unleash all of the progress that is being locked up, and that 5 in 4 and 5 in 3, 5 in 2 would become a possibility if we can do that. Developments are an engine of growth, job creation, and we're seeking to put a limit of 90 days from the date that one makes an application to the date that one gets approval. And there, frankly, is no reason why that shouldn't be done.
Engaging Jamaicans in the diaspora is a major component of plans to achieve economic growth, and Chairman of the Economic Growth Council, Michael Lee Chin, says funds have been identified to conduct a feasibility study for the creation of a global immigration card for members of the diaspora. The study will be undertaken by the Ministry of National Security. He adds that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is also preparing a draft proposal on an institutional framework for promoting, coordinating, and organizing economic and social investments by the diaspora.
We see the engagement of the diaspora as an important partner to achieve growth and development. We implore those timelines that have not been met that we need to put some more bones in our step.
EGC Chairman Michael Lee Chin. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.